Retailers are cautiously optimistic about the start of the holiday shopping season. They report sales are up from this time last year, even though discounts aren't quite as steep. And as April Dambosky reports, some savvy shoppers are turning to new technology to find a bargain.
For years, online shopping sites have been trying to bring the mall to us. But a lot of new features on our smartphones are coaxing us back to the parking lots and perfume department stores. Several applications use the phone's built-in camera to scan product barcodes, then spit back reviews or price comparisons. Some apps will even recommend the best places to get lunch or where to find a public bathroom.
Patrons only, patrons only, patrons only. Bancroft Clothing Company.
That's my friend Eric Van Dusen. We met up on Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley for some iPhone-assisted shopping. We try the Adidas store. Eric picks up the green Superstar tracksuit with yellow stripes, just the right size for his 6-year-old son. He runs his hand over the fabric, then runs the red laser app over the tag. It gives him a list of competing prices at nearby stores, but he'd have to drive to them to save a couple dollars. He tries Amazon scanner next.
But a boom. They have that color here. See, that color's even cuter.
The cheapest price is $44.99. Online, with free holiday shipping.
The red laser question is it cheaper at Target where I could just go later? And the Amazon question is, bam, mail it to my house right now.
But then he glances over at the store's sale display and spots a red tracksuit with white stripes.
See, but then this one, last year's, is only $30. See, and that's why we're in the store, is because that's $15 cheaper than Amazon.
Another way Amazon is trying to lure us back online is with the iPad. The company launched its new iPad app last month called Window Shop. Amazon's Sam Hall says you can glide up, down, forward, and back through women's jeans, video games, and automotive parts.
It's really analogous to, you know, walking by a bunch of shop windows and seeing what you're interested in.
If you want to make your shopping experience even more virtual, try buying virtual gifts for your virtual homestead on Facebook. More than 215 million people play online games from Zynga, like Frontierville. Players create their own virtual settlement, complete with log cabins, wagons, goats, and hedgehogs. Zynga's Mark Skaggs says plenty of players will use real money to buy this virtual stuff for their friends this Christmas.
Here's the falafel, here's a pig, here's a tree, here's something like that. Like, this is very valuable to me. It's very useful.
More useful than another scented candle? Or coffee mug? Bubble bath. For NPR News, I'm April Dembosky.
This is NPR News.